Hello there, listeners.
Welcome to another episode of my podcast.
I came back home quite late. It's a bit after full moon. Spring is coming out. I think it's the first evening I'm coming back home, and I'm like, well, I will just sit outside. It's nice out here. Very nice weather. This morning it was a bit warm in my tent, but generally along the day it was a nice cloud with a happy warm sun above. I was giving activity to the children that I'm working with, to my students, next to the bomb shelter in the city park in Nahariya city. More of a town than a city, really. And it's a very nice park, actually. It's not like the bomb shelter is there, but it's a place to go and fill up water. There is like a water tub there. And the kids like to climb through the emergency exit ladder and climb on top of the building. It's been like an amusing park, so it's fine. I think in the middle of the day there was, in the middle of the activity time, there was a bomb falling somewhere. It sounds like it could be a truck, like delivering something, but it sounds kind of like a bomb far. Kids were like, is it a bomb? Like, what should we do? And I was like, no, it's okay, there is no alarm. And in my phone there is like also another alarm, nothing, no alarm. It is probably a bomb, but you know, it felt like at maybe 4 kilometers from here, so it's kind of fine. It's like a long time this war is continuing. It's a long time, it's really rooting down into life. It's nice to just speak about what's going on, like the simple things. I'm looking at the news a lot, and it's like my life are outside of the war zone, actually. And kind of, it's feel quite awkward to call my podcast life in a war zone, because the news seems like much more of a war zone than here. Here it's quite quiet and nice. But still, you know, bombs every here and then. These helicopters, like, what are they doing? Why are they flying around? Are they practicing? Are they attacking? Is this like enemy stuff? What is this? Probably not enemy stuff. It's if enemy like planes or little planes are coming into the air, so quite fast they've been destroyed by the IDF. But the IDF could be quite noisy at night sometimes. Maybe, I don't know if you can hear it or not on the record, but it's like very noisy. Anyway, yeah, so I was sitting out here and I was thinking, I want to say what's going on, but my life seems like quite nice and quiet comparing to what I see in the news. I feel like more like speaking about what I see in the news, but still, I think news showing like very central stuff, very specific stuff, very bright and extreme stuff, but I think there is lots of meaning to the quiet and simple daily stuff. In the end we're living, most of us, simple daily stuff. We're not being shot to the news very often as just people. And this is, I don't know, my life as a person. I'm not living in the eye of the storm, but I'm not far from it. I can feel it. It affects me, and it's mean things. I think it affects the kids, it affects everyone. And I think if you look from Europe perspective, or I don't know, from somewhere there is quiet, so it's probably seems quite bad in Israel. It is. So I wanted to tell you what's going on. Just because before, previously in the podcast, I used to every once in a while do like a news review, just simple news review episode, and I think I haven't did any for a long time. So for the people outside of Israel, this is, I think, a good source of news. And for the Israeli people, it's, I think, maybe it could be interesting for you to see my perspective on stuff or what I see important, or maybe even you find up something new, because I'm quite updating different channels. So that's the episode about. That's what the episode is about. That was just opening so far. I think that's good time to drink a bit of water. It's like my water cup is a 5-liter jerrycan, so it's a bit hard to lift. So, news review. What's going on in Israel now? Well, here in the north, it's like kind of staying the same for a long time. Every once in a while there is like a bunch of bombs and structures being hurt, but the Hezbollah does not really attack central stuff. Just like I think this 5-6 kilometer line in the north of Israel is the only one that being attacked, but it's been attacked continuously for quite long time. Meanwhile, the IDF I think like make like extreme damage in Lebanon in response, and like killing all kind of Hezbollah like heads with like its secret agency or something. And I think I heard that the Lebanese government is like trying to take things in control, and there is like factors in Lebanon that are trying to do something to stop the IDF from destroying Lebanon and maybe stop Hezbollah from making the IDF very angry stuff. But I didn't heard about that for quite a long time. In the Israeli side, they like the citizens are like protesting, saying like, "We want war! We want war!" Really, it's ridiculous. It's really sad, this situation. Because, well, they've been evacuated from their home for like half a year now, living in like hotels and stuff, away from their life, away from their home. They want to go back home. And they just don't believe in the idea of making peace at all. They just completely gave it up. Yeah, most of them, I think, many of them. This is like the protesting is basically we want the government to be active to take Hezbollah away from the border. We want to enter Lebanon. Kind of that's the spirit of stuff around there. So I remember the government said, and maybe I said it in the preview update episode, that that they will enter Lebanon in the middle of September, of Merth, the middle of Merth. And now it's like Merth 20s. Merth 27 today. So they like they didn't do that, and I hope they won't. It sounds like lots of trouble and pain and suffering. But that's kind of stuck because all eyes are on Gaza. And in Gaza, the IDF like really like conquered almost all of Gaza, and the people of Gaza and the leadership of Hamas are trapped in Rafah, in Rafah, Rafah, and and the Hamas is, I think it's got completely, I think it was insane before, and I believe now it's completely 100% psychotic, and have no reason at all. And I don't even want to start speak about what's happening with the hostages that being held under it. I think it's just enough to just make sure that everyone understands this is a bunch of psychopathic, like big bunch, like hundreds, maybe thousands, I don't know, of psychopathic, violent, armed men. And those, there is like 134 Israeli hostages, including men, women, old people, children, and a baby that is under their hold, and probably under their torments, I suppose, and trapped in Rafah as well. And the rest of the Gaza population is being bombed and killed, and like really I think about that I spoke a lot in preview episode, so if you want to really go there, go to a Nuts episode, I think episode 3 of Einat is or 2, about the Palestinian situation. The situation from the Gaza people is like, also I'm absolutely sure that they all already got completely mad, and it will take generation to fix. It's crazy because you can look at the eyes of the Jewish population, and you also understand they also got completely mad. They're still not healed from the Holocaust and from other shitty stuff that happened. They got completely mad as well. They all got completely mad, everyone, really. I think if I would have to choose one situation that I not want to be in from all the situations on earth, it will be being a hostage at the Hamas. And I think the second will be to just be a citizen of Gaza, and then the third will, there is no missing for situations that are miserable here now. Not being hostages, and not being in Gaza, and not being a soldier, and not being evacuated, and not just not being here. It's in this situation. It's not really nice. And in Israel, many people are protesting. Some people protesting to take the government off. That's a big movement now, and I feel that it's quite too organized and not enough important, but it's hard to say because the government in Israel is completely psychotic, really. They a long time ago they got completely mad, and they not thinking reason at all. They are all completely insane. They're psychopaths in the first place, and now it's worse. So they want to take them off. But I think it's more important to get the hostages back first. It is a big question if it will be faster with doing the whole long way of taking the government off, or is it possible to do it faster with this government and then get rid of them, the government? That's a question that I don't know enough, I'm not understanding enough to give a sensible or a wise response to, but it is a question that I see lying in front of me. I wonder about that. And some people are protesting that they want a war in the north, basically. And there is like lots of activities for the hostages or protesting, but I don't hear many people saying like, let's stop the war to get the hostages back. They're just saying that they want the hostages back. But then the other people respond, yes, we also want the hostages back, but the war is important. We have to destroy Hamas completely. It's more important than the hostages, so they say. And then the first group, which is including the hostages' family and their supporters, are saying, we want them back. I don't hear many people say, the hostages are more important than the war. There is nothing that this war can get better than getting the hostages back, and it will be so easy. You hear about the deals that the Hamas offer, that the Israel offer, that all kind of international organizations offer, and you can hear that that if the Israel will completely stop the war and get out of Gaza, everyone that is alive, including even the soldiers, I believe, will come back. But they will not do that. Because they got completely mad. The government and their supporters. I think I can feel quite free and safe to say that the government and their supporters got completely mad. I think it's a rational thing to say. So they don't. They're not getting them back, and that's terrible. I'm protesting. I'm going to protest, and I'm taking a sign. I have two signs. One say, "Life is more important than revenge," and the other sign say, "That's the new sign that I add. It say, stopping the war equal." Releasing the hostages, and I'm lifting this sign when I'm there on Saturday, and it feel like the exact sign. I'm very satisfied with the with this sign. Yeah, what else can I say? I heard that the international communities are stop giving Israel weapon. That I think is good. And that the UN decided that the war have to end, that I think is good, because I don't think it's getting the hostages back. But the idea that they said they can stop the war without getting the hostages back, that's basically mean that the hostages are doomed completely. And that's, well, so I'm a bit mixed emotions about that, I think. But that's the news review. Thank you, listeners, for listening. Bless us all. Send peace and love. Echo it. Echo peace and love. It's working. I hope. No, it's working. It's working. Just echo peace and love.